Busy. Well, one thing that it's probably going to be quick to do because I don't have much. Basically, tired. I lost the battle with Hortonworks.
Okay.
Simply because there is a studio in Argentina, one in Quebec, one in Vegas, and one in Tel Aviv that already all have invested thousands upon thousands of dollars in Cladera, and they don't see the benefits of switching to Hortonworks for their part. So we're gonna have to go Cladera because it's going to be hard to change the mind of four of the studios to go Hortonworks.
Yeah, okay. That's
Okay.
fine.
So that's what's going on. I still don't have servers. I requested more servers for production and more servers for dev and QA. We still don't have the original servers anyway, so that won't matter. But because we're going Cloudera, what we could do is have you start looking at the setup we currently have in dev and kind of look at what we're trying to achieve. What I'm wondering is, what's the best way to do Storm with a Cloudera setup, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea. I have to look into that.
So yeah, if you could help me with that would be fantastic. Because that's what we're gonna have to do. And ideally, I don't know if that's possible, but ideally, I would like to have Yarn aware of Storm. So I would like Yarn to be aware of everything we do, so it's getting used to resources as best as we can. But I don't know if it's possible to bring an outside open source installation of Storm into the fold and have Yarn aware of that.
Yeah, like that's something I haven't even tried to do because I haven't had to, so I just have to research it and see how it works.
Yeah. So it's not super critical. That would be ideally, because we can always just not have Yarn manage Storm and have Storm use a set amount of memory and be done with it, right? But having Storm run on Yarn means we could technically set long-running containers that Yarn is aware of, and we can reuse those machines for other stuff when some bowls are processing a low amount of data or whatever. So, again, there's ideally, and there is an okay solution of just managing Storm manually, independently of the Cloudera cluster. But we should be able to do everything else through Cloudera, which is Spark, HDFS, Kafka, everything else we need, we should be able to do it through there. So that's what's going on.
Okay.
Everything good on your end?
Yeah, things are all right.
It sounds like you're busy today. You're airing your first show.
Yeah, this is going to be the first show with the new setup.
Cool. Did
Yeah.
you test that it worked already?
Not really.
Yeah,
Yeah, so should be interesting, but I think things will go okay.
right, well, I'll cross my fingers for you. I'm not gonna hold you too much. I mean, unless you have something for me, there's not much else except for the fact that I'm very sad we're not using Hortonworks.
Yeah. Well, we'll figure out another way. I'm just curious, like, what the invoice process is like. Like, I assume you submitted that and it has to go through payroll and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and because it came right after month's end, They're actually looking at dealing with it, probably starting, So I think Brian is taking care of it because Ariel, the VP of finance, is actually out on vacation. But Brian should be able to take care of it. It shouldn't take very long. I can follow up with Brian tomorrow, see when what's the expected date for that. Just I'll follow up for you.
Yeah, I'm just curious when I'll see it.
Yeah. Yeah, ideally, it sounds like, based on what was explained to me, is if you actually file it right before month's end or right, you know, on the, at the very first day of the month, the turnaround is actually pretty fast. After that, you know, it starts falling into the entire cycle of processes and everything. So, but I'll follow up and I'll see what I can do there for you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Other than that, not much for today. So what I think I'll do is whatever you come up on how we can manage Storm, I'd like to start doing that with our devs or dev servers that are here in Santa Monica. Those servers are underpowered and are unreliable, but I would like to set together a process on how to go about it so we can test things out and see how we can make it work. So since we're going Cloudera and we already have a Cloudera set up here, let's try to work with that.
Okay.
So, you know, if you can, yeah, research Storm, and I think you already have access to dev, but if not, we'll work with Eric, we'll get you access, see how we can make that work in our dev environment, and we'll get going with that.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. So, yeah, you're going to start to get your hands dirty.
All right.
Well, have fun with your show, man, and let me know during the week. Shoot me an email or whatever on what you find so we can get the ball rolling for you so you can spend some hours setting up Storm for us.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, man. Have a good night and enjoy the show.
All right. Thanks, man. Later. Cheers.
Of employment. His socialization is usually positive, but when an individual is experiencing the mood disorder, that's where we find that there's a low rate of positive reinforcement. And equally, there's a high rate of aversive experiences wherein the individual cannot hold a job, he's going through a divorce, he's experiencing substance abuse problems, and this also will lead toward dysphoria and forms of depression.
And that can happen within a relatively short amount of time, correct? Or is this kind of a buildup of symptoms and not getting the positive reinforcement from the environment, from your family and friends and workplace?
Much of our literature suggests that this occurs over a period of time. For example, for a diagnosis of dysthymia, the mood disorder must have been present for 2 years or longer. For major episodes of depression, they have a little more rapid onset, but they again exist based upon coming from a dysfunctional environment and a dysfunctional